Highness, President, ladies and gentlemen, as it was told, I am going to speak on my mother language with your kind permission. I sincerely hope that this gadget will work. Köszönöm a lehetőséget, tisztelt elnök úr, hogy a World Science Forum záró napján szólal.
Mr. President, I am happy to have the opportunity to address the distinguished audience. I am absolutely aware that scientists arriving to Hungary, to Budapest a few days ago, participate in dozens of meetings during a year. So let me express my gratitude to you that your presence signifies the significance of this global scientific policy exchange of views. I don't know what's wrong.
Working.
Does it?
You see the Hungarian high technology.
So this forum, the greatest virtue of this forum is that the participants of the scientific life have a common thinking with the wider public thinking and may make interesting views about the future of the science. Let me emphasize two important things which were the subject of the past 2 days. One of the major words of our meeting is cooperation, such a harmonization, what is required by science today in our world, because it is not sufficient if some faculties, some research centers try to make a work, but they have to make a common work. I can give you a fresh example, which is a happy example. A few days ago, in Hungary, in Szeged city, a very specific program was launched. The European Union, with regard to the results and work conducted in the Szeged University, so it will create the biggest scientific research for a laser of the world. It is not going to be an equipment which will be 10,000 bigger than the well-known lasers of the world, but it will be also the center of an international research which is expected to provide excellent results. I am absolutely proud for this huge development, but this is not the only reason why I wanted to summon last week's event. This super laser is an excellent example of the fact that this is not about only competition, but it's also about cooperation. This European Union Common Research Center in Szeged, which is constructed in our city, will be a common possibility for different countries to conduct researches. Looking at this laser technology, we can see that this is present in our world, and therefore we have to find the responsibility as the next key word, the responsibility of the science. Our excellent laser scientist, Zsolt Bort, professor, said once when taking over a scientific award, he said that the talent or the gift of knowledge is not only his own treasure, but it's also the treasure of the nation. This nice patriotic idea might be further thought by the fact that science must be the treasure of everyone. The World Science Forum represents the spirit that science, which is trying to find the extreme borders of science, is responsible for humanity, for humankind. This not when looking at different segments of the life, cannot disregard the life as a whole. In fact, the science and the relationship to the life and development and economic growth are very much interrelated. People are right to expect to see science as a tool to facilitate our lives, to have better, easier, healthier, more precise solutions to us in our life. Please allow me that as an ex, as a previous Olympian, perhaps the one, the only one among the presidents of the state, let me give you an example from the sports. High jump, the techniques of high jumps hasn't changed too much during the past 10 years, 100 years, when it started with the plagiary, the taxiing, and later with the horizontal techniques. And now it is at a flop style. Trainers, coaches, and sports scientists did not want to be satisfied with the old techniques, but started to find new world records and started to analyze the takeoff, the flight, the bouncing, and every phase of landing as well. Biomechanics, anatomy, biology, fitness diagnostics, kinesiology, nutrition science, psychology, digital and video technique analysis as well were included in the researches by allowing world record to grow to 245 centimeters by today. With this example taken from the world of sports, I wanted to illustrate that wherever we want to find better and better solutions in any field of their life, there is no other way than to rely on the support of the science. So this challenge is the magic word of every science policy meeting, which is on our common flag, which is already the success of this forum, because it indicates that we've got a common flag and we've got common thinking, so we have got common responsibility. It is obvious that there is a serious competition ongoing all over the world, but as I've experienced, the more speedy exchange of information, there is a more higher rate of flexibility, which can be the great virtue of the science in the 21st century, if we can use it well. A good example: a world in the world, the Cold War in the years of the Iron Curtain meant that Hungarian scientists couldn't get to foreign countries and didn't see much about the current trends. At that time, we developed the philosophy that if we are not bigger, we are not richer, then let us be better. Today, there are Hungarians present all over in the blood circulation of the world. The question is whether do they come back once they left Hungary. The real openness and mobility, the publicity and the community can have a better life because of that. Perhaps because there is no need to leave the country, there are no geographical boundaries, and we do not have to leave a place if we want to be present somewhere mentally. Speed means something else. A young Hungarian comedian put it that way on the TV. If I walk to a supermarket and if a fan asks me to have a photo made with him at the baker's stall, when I get to the sugar stall, it is already on the world net, and by the time I get to the cashier, it will be 500 likes on the world wide web. So information means in a different dimension today. So in global cooperation, there are new possibilities. Distinguished ladies and gentlemen, the existence of World Science Forum is a very important result. It is highlighted and it has a special significance from the point of view of different conferences, because it deals with the entire, the whole world of the science. And today we've got scientists from over 100 countries who discuss the development of different branches of science, who call the attention of the scientists of the changes of the science and call the attention to the results of what must be taken into consideration at decision maker. In Hungary, this cooperation means that we be host in next and next meetings as well. We Hungarians feel that our task is to be instigator of these discussions. A few weeks ago, UNESCO and UNO has a different organization, and UNESCO General Assembly elected Katalin Bogyai, who is the president, and he who will prove our commitments.
This is a good sign for me that the translation is working.
Fortunately, not only in science politics, but in science, we have got a fresh happiness. Recently, Tamás Freund and Zoltán Nusser, academists who are the success persons of brain research, they gained 5 million euro support from the European Union Research Center. So it's not only that I want to be proud of that, I just want to take the lesson, because we Hungarians, we are inclined to reflect the results of the past to the present and to be proud of what we used to be. However, science teaches us to see that knowledge and results are often go out of the actuality, and we can have a lot of good results, but we can only have a good basis for critics and for the proud if we are good in our efforts of today. The scientists call the responsible leaders of the world to found basis for the new decisions, for the results of the science and for the facts of science. So science cannot just work for itself, but must lobby for its own results, especially in such crisis situations as we have today. Thank you very much for you to find the difficulties and the weight of your gift. Thank you for your attention.